Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
April Macy later on this morning. FunnyBoneOmaha.com to see our friend April. Very funny lady. And not bad on the eyes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And nuts.
Oh, that's right. You weren't here yesterday. Well, you were here.
No, but I remember last year.
Yeah. She was here last summer, yeah. And she's on TV today, so she's even going to be more primped up.
Man. Oh, yeah.
All looking pretty for us.
It'll probably smell good in here.
Oh, yeah.
For once.
Well, you know, that's probably all wild right now. It smells pretty good.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Father's Day weekend.
Not that you want your woman smelling like hog wild. I would rather have a separate smell there.
Well, it depends on state of mind.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know? And what you're ready to eat.
Yeah. I have not mentioned this, but it's been a long month for the Warden family. My heart's with them.
Your friend. Yeah. Sucks, man.
44 years old. He's in hospice at home. He's been a fortress to me, and he's been a model of poise last month. And
I hope your buddies, we know it's bad, so.
Yeah. We're just lucky people, and just really sick.
Yeah, you're right. We talked about this golfing last week. We might have had a little bit in us, but we got philosophical, you know. Yeah. Red Bull, vodka, and weed will do that. I'm sorry.
Three things. Yeah. Ivy.
Right. Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love you, man. It's the guy thing.
It is. Mean it right now. Mm-hmm. I mean it always with him.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been hard, and man, just look around at the people in your life. Yeah. And feel lucky sometimes.
Some of them.
Fair point there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in this sense.
Right. That's why I said sometimes.
I love you. I could do without you. I love you.
Don't ever see you again. Love you. Love you. Love you.
The biggest news out of the U.S. Open in Wisconsin is that the McRib is back.
Is it?
Some guy during Rory McIlroy shot yesterday
yelled that out
instead of mashed potatoes. Said the McRib is back.
Oh, after he hit it,
yeah. Really?
I said I love anything better than you're the man, or in the hall, or you're the man. Yeah. I don't want to hear those ever again. So, but the McRib is back is great.
What was your reaction, Petey, to U.S. Open major golf? And McRibs all in the same.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Immediately left the house and went to McDonald's.
McRib. Somebody,
gotta go.
Somebody did, yeah. You know, I think later on, it might have been the same guy, but the mashed potatoes returned. You know, mashed potatoes. Yeah. But I kind of like the McRib is back.
I'm telling you, man. My dad's in town. He'll watch. He's like you. He could watch 70 straight hours of golf.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was on yesterday, so I had it on. And I did notice that Rory, not as ripped as the Masters. He's still in good shape. Don't get me wrong. But he got too big, man. He was more into like being on the cover of Men's Fitness magazine.
Well, he was going through the breakup stage,
he's still in good shape, but he looks like more of a golfer as opposed to a weightlifter.
Yeah, well, he's plus six right now.
Maybe
not.
Yeah. Is Fowler still leading?
Ricky Fowler is leading, majorless Ricky Fowler. He's minus seven, which is not a number often shot in the U.S. Open.
Oh, see, Rory's not that far off. 13 shots. You can do that.
Yeah. I mean, above the cut line right now, the USGA and Fox specifically are thinking, oh, crap, because Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, Orgie Borgie, Bubba Watson, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Jason Day, all above the cut line right now. So they got work to do today to make
somebody's going to yell Orgie Borgie when that guy tees off.
I know, right?
Somebody from our show, if you're ever seeing that dude, yell Orgie Borgie when he tees off. So it makes some national news. Because nobody's going to know what the hell you're talking about unless it's our show. Hendrik Stenson, right?
Yeah, Hendrik Stenson, yeah.
Okay,
Hendrik
Stenson
at the tee. Orgy Borgy!
Orgy Borgy!
Did he say Orgy Borgy? I don't think he's pleased.
I don't think he's pleased.
It'd be a lot cooler if Stenson actually got the joke.
Oh, Orgy Borgy, right. He has no idea what it means.
Oh, it's the Swedish chef joke. Yeah, I'm Swedish, right. That's funny.
That's good, man. Now, if you didn't watch any of the broadcasts, you know, Fox, I think this is our third year with this.
This is Fox Sports 1 was running it, but obviously it's Fox.
Correct, yeah.
It'll be on the network this weekend.
On the weekend, yep. And Joe Buck is their lead host, but he really isn't calling a lot of the action.
Yeah, I thought I heard that. I heard him. Yeah.
And, you know, like, look, man, I get you just hire whoever kind of wants the job and whoever you think can do a good job and whoever knows the sport and can call the action for you, but it kind of bugs me a little bit that the United States Golf Open, there's a Shane O'Donohue and Darren Clark are the two main guys calling play-by-play, and neither one of them are American or speak, like, you know, American accent.
Do they say potato a lot?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Right? Now, I understand there's a lot of foreign impact in the sport.
A lot of their Irish, yeah. It's tough to understand.
Yeah, I think it started somewhere foreign.
All right.
Yeah, but this is the United States Golf Open.
Damn right, USA.
You know, you think the Open Championship is going to have Johnny Miller and Mike Tirico call the action for them locally?
Locally? I don't know. They probably got guys really swallowing their Irish.
Yeah. So, I mean, whatever. I'm still watching.
That was great Irish accent.
Whoever does the golf play-by-play is always against my guy.
That's right. I hate that. Yeah.
Jim Nantz always openly roots against whoever my guy
for
is.
For sure.
Yep.
And my guy is whoever I have in the majors pool.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't even know who that guy is.
Yeah. Well, he's probably above the cut line. It's most of the guys that people would take are. There was an unaffiliated blimp that crashed.
Oh, this wasn't a sponsor?
Well, it was a sponsor blip, but it was unaffiliated to the USGA, to the US Open, or to Fox Sports. It was just somebody who put a blimp in the air with their own ad on it, and the single pilot thing crashed. Oh, okay. The pilot's okay. He had some burns and some minor injuries, but, man, it was kind of frightening video if you've seen any video of it. I mean, the thing blew up like a movie.
Yeah. We were talking about this. So I haven't really got a chance to look at it yet, but we were talking about how it wrecks for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean,
the guy knows he's about to wreck the whole time.
He parachutes out.
But he also got burnt really bad, right?
Yeah, well, it was a pretty big explosion.
So it wasn't Snoopy 1.
No.
It wasn't a MetLife blimp.
It was not.
I think in that blimp, they actually have a co-pilot. This guy didn't have anybody else flying it.
Yeah, I would think you wouldn't fly it by yourself no matter what.
Yeah, the picture I saw of this thing, it was basically like a blank blimp with a banner tied around it.
It was. It was like
it wasn't high tech.
Like
it was
wet t-shirt contest at Hooters this weekend, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a blimp that looked like it was going to crash.
Got it.
Right. Marry me, Linda.
Yeah. 5 o'clock Charlie in a blimp, basically.
Hope
he gets better.
Yes. And happy birthday to Phil Mickelson, celebrating his 47th today. Dozing off at his daughter's graduation yesterday. Not really. I don't know. But probably.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be there.
Probably not.
Nope.
But he was. So he's not playing in the U.S. Open. Somebody who is playing in the U.S. Open, Davis Love IV.
I saw this dude. What a doughboy he is.
24-year-old Davis Love IV.
So he grew up with money.
Son of Davis Love III, who's son of Davis Love II, who's son of Davis Love III.
His old man is caddying. How come his old man's not even playing this weekend?
No, his old man's not in it, though. You know, his old man played in 23 U.S. Opens.
Yeah.
His son qualified as an alternate, and actually he's 1-under right now, so he's probably play the weekend.
He's oval-shaped.
He's had a good life.
Yeah, he has. You
golfers
can tell.
Are athletes. Yeah, you shut up.
No, they're not.
He's had a good life. Some of the, at least these are suspected details of this Money Mayweather-Colin McGregor fight.
Yeah, I kept hearing more about this yesterday. I forgot that McGregor's 28 and Mayweather's 40, but.
That don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It is going to be boxing, and why Colin McGregor is okay with that is because he's expected to make about $100 million.
That's
off it. Of this fight.
Is that it?
Yes.
How much is Mayweather? No. How much is Dana White taking from him? They own him. They own him.
No, probably about another $100 million because Mayweather's getting $200 to $300 million.
Unbelievable.
So you figure Dana White's probably, you know, if Conor McGregor's getting $100 million, then Dana's probably matching that. So at least for the participants, there's about maybe $400 million out there. And so there's, you know, obviously enough for everybody else.
What night is that?
August 26th.
Late August.
That's a Saturday.
Probably a Saturday. Right before,
remind me.
Right before NFL starts.
It is, yeah.
That'll be huge.
Forgot to give Tony crap that Louisville has vacated a lot of things.
This is stupid.
Patino's championship tattoo now doesn't exist.
A couple love child children.
They still love abortions.
I hate when they take away.
He vacated that baby.
The guys on the court played.
He did. He really did, man. That's messed up. But that was right on, man. He did.
Well, if he would have vacated a little earlier, there would have been the baby.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
I just hate the NCAA. They think we're stupid when we don't think the guys on the court played the game. They won the national championship. You can take away a little trophy, a little name in your record books, but those players know they won the championship on the court. And so shut up.
A lot of people saw it too.
Yes.
Yeah. There were
and the team they beat was Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses.
Michigan's not getting the trophy, and
no.
If they did, how could you take that? You lost the game on the court.
Right.
It doesn't matter if those guys had hookers on the side. You lost the game on the court.
Does that one dude have to vacate his nasty broken leg?
Yeah, I was thinking that same thing, man.
Yeah.
I don't think he gets to. Nothing
happened.
Can we take that away?
Oh, this was the escort allegations?
Yeah, this was the sex for recruits stuff that existed from
it doesn't make any sense.
2010 to 2014.
You can penalize teams, but taking away wins and stuff, it doesn't make any sense. They played it on the field.
Rick Pitino also suspended first five games of the ACC season.
Yeah, it's such a hollow punishment.
Well, it's just nobody buys it.
No. It doesn't matter. It doesn't do anything.
No. Those players won the game.
They call it the dreaded failure to monitor. But, this is not really a penalty. I don't know.
No.
It doesn't seem to me. Pitino says this has rocked his faith in the NCAA because he's a made man.
He's lucky to not even suspend that a team for a year or so because of hookers. Hookers are bad.
Bad for college recruits, right. At least.
And by the way, somebody should tell Pitino, hookers don't get pregnant. That's all you need to do, bang a hooker. They don't get pregnant. They ain't going to try to trap you. Well, actually, they might. If you're Pitino, he's got cash.
Yeah, but Booster's wives are free.
Right, right.
That's right. Especially at your own restaurant.
Right.
Booster's wives are free.
They throw themselves at
That's
you.
That's a good
that
point.
That is not an improper benefit.
I mean, you got that romantic booth back by the kitchen.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Smell of spaghetti.
Pitino, he's just a made man. I mean, you know what I mean?
He's like, total made man.
He's just like, this has rocked my faith in the NCAA. I'm picturing Godfather
and
Goodfellas court proceedings, you know? More from the NCAA is not a business file. The Detroit News has acquired the financial outlook for the Michigan Athletic Department. And because of a new Big Ten TV deal that will now include Fox, they'll be in the Big Ten circuit.
More money for everybody, huh?
Yeah, Michigan's take is up $15 million, so they'll get $51 million just basically from TV. They'll also get an extra $5 million for a neutral site game. So somehow, though, they're only going to have a $2 million operating surplus in 2018, and that's because they're just going to raise their expenses almost match the revenue that they've now come across.
Clever accounting.
Doesn't stop.
Big money in sports. And Penn State announced they're going to wear some throwback jerseys September 30th against Indiana in football.
And what? They're going to wear all blue or all white?
For football?
What year?
If they didn't announce it, you wouldn't know.
No. I mean,
it's basically the same thing with a number on the side of the helmet.
They were actually pink in the early 19th century or something like that. 20th
really?
Century. Yeah, they were pink.
That's a bad look.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like pink and brown. Look that up, Puss.
In the moment.
Pink and brown in the morning. That's a guy-girl show, though. Yeah. And the girl's first. The guy gets yelled at. He's brown. She's pink.
What do I got to be pink?
So I don't know if they're going to throw back to that because nobody wants to see brown and pink together.
It is the weekend.
It is the weekend. Right.
Next time,
I have no idea what they're going to do. I know they had numbers on their helmets at one point in the early 60s. I remember that. Other than that, I don't know what the hell why would change. You know.
It looks like there is a number on the helmet.
Yeah, number on the helmet. That's it. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. Next time we're here, most of these eight teams will already be back home. TCU, Cal State Fullerton, Oregon State, Florida, LSU, Louisville, Texas A&M, Florida State.
They're all in town. All in town. College World Series, ESPN all week. Check it out.
Pretty impressive field, really.
It's all the big boys,
combined
too,
for 90 College World Series appearances between those eight teams and 12 national championships. LSU, the favorite.
RedZoneTickets.com. A lot of Southern boys walking in that office. I'm there on the week.
Todd Tyler.
Yeah.
Paid spokespeople.
Yeah.
For RedZoneTickets.com.
Walking in, they got raccoons tied to the trunk of their car. I'm here to get some Florida tickets. I ain't kidding you.
And if you're like visiting our town, visiting this town where the College World Series is, like it's not all down at the ballpark. Don't be afraid to go other places in town.
That's true. You know, that's true. Go see April Macy, the funny book.
There you go. Yeah, right there.
Funny, right.
Yes.
There's a couple places you should be afraid of.
Oh yeah.
But otherwise, don't be afraid.
Well, yeah. I mean, use common sense. Yeah. You know.
Yeah,
like, don't go north of the ballpark.
That's what I was going to say. I was just going to say that.
Unless you're going to the airport.
So, yeah, unless you're going to the airport, don't go north of the ballpark. Holy crap. We did say that. You know, and help
and don't go too far south of it either, really. Just got to stay right there or go west.
Helping out the locals.
Explore the town, but not all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to go too far past the zoo. Don't overshoot the zoo too much.
If you get to the zoo, just go back to the interstate.
By the way,
and
Petey
for you
can say
LSU
that.
LSU fans, don't shoot anything at the zoo.
Petey can say that. He grew up north of the ballpark.
Yeah.
The animals are there for your enjoyment, not your barbecue.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Especially those lizards in the desert. Don't pick them up and take them and tailgate with them.
No. Please, leave the animals alone.
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman.
Rodman. This month of Rodman is in North Korea and took North Korea's sports minister, I love saying this name, Kim Il-guk.
Is it pronounced Kim Il-guk, Craig?
I mean.
How's it spelled?
G-U-K.
Yeah.
That's gook.
It sounds better than guck.
It does.
Kim
Il-guk. It might even be guck, though, because Kim it
Il-guk.
Sounds more. We'll stick with gook.
It's a long U.
Kim Il-guk.
Yes. Dennis Rodman gifted Kim Il-guk Trump's The Art of the Deal book.
Yeah,
also,
did.
Also some old jerseys of Rodman's.
Rodman's.
They weren't even like authentic. They were just like, he bought them at Kmart or something.
You should buy him that. You should give him that wedding dress Rodman wore.
Rodman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, give him the wedding dress and the feather boa. See if Kim Il-guk puts that on. To look like Rodman in a wedding dress.
Dennis Rodman.
That's just crazy.
He also gave
him
some,
this stuff.
Some bath products, which is just weird. Here you go.
Soaking this, Gook.
Yes.
Really? I mean, really?
That's his name, man.
I mean,
really, don't yell at us. It's his name.
That's what they call him over there, by his last name.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Or is that his first name?
That's his last
name. Okay.
No, I think the surnames go first in a lot of Asian culture.
In this one, though?
Gook Kim Il?
Yeah, is his name Gook?
His first name would be.
Okay.
But they say...
Nobody names your kid Gook anymore.
They use Wonder the why. First name last.
Okay.
Like you had Kim Jong...
Soon.
Il. And then you got the Kim Jong, whoever's in charge now. Name escapes me. Why is it escaping me?
Jong. Jong.
Oon.
Oon. That's right.
So there's Il and there's Oon and Gook.
Why do I got to be Gook?
Why do I got to be Mr. Gook?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
it.
Because that's what we named you.
Why can't I be Mr. Brown? Nope. You're Mr. Gook. Another great movie.
Thankfully, it seems like Aaron Andrews has finally recovered from the
Why is she doing another special?
The thing.
Oh, well, this is she's doing a special with the...
Who's she talking with?
Oh, she's talking to... What's her face? From Fox, right? Well, not Fox. NBC now, right?
Oh, Megyn Kelly.
She's doing Megyn Kelly.
Oh, is she?
That's, isn't the Megyn Kelly interview?
I thought so.
Aaron Andrews feels violated again, looking through a peephole and making hundreds of millions of dollars because of it.
No, I think she might be over it. She's on the cover of Health Magazine for the July-August edition. And this is she says why. She says, well, I'm not young. We don't know when we're going to have a baby. And we don't know if this is going to come back. So.
What, the body?
That's what I'm taking
so she's
it
she's celebrating
as.
The body, which is fine.
Right. And it looks fine.
Yeah, we all saw it.
Yeah, it just, those words to me kind of read tough a little bit.
Yes, I'm with you on that.
You know, the pity party that she threw for a while.
Yeah, big time.
You know, and I've never been peeped on to my knowledge, but I'm looking forward to it.
You have been.
I remember distinctly she used to come to town. You know, she was here at your College World Series, Aaron Andrews.
She was awful to people.
And I remember, you told me that, because we weren't in the sports media, so we didn't ever deal with her. But I remember distinctly when the video was out, my dad goes, we're actually about to drive down the World Series. He goes, let me see that video you're talking about. So I show him the video, and then we got these great seats for like four rows up, and she's right there the whole game.
Hey. Were you farting?
You think she was farting, man.
Should check the tree outside your bedroom window. I'll see a Friday night about 2 a.m.
Yeah?
You've been peeped on.
Yeah? All right.
I live in a
basement, so whoever's in the tree, try to look in my window. Probably have much luck.
Don't Petey Todd's out here.
They're peeping the wrong guy.
That wasn't you?
No, wasn't him.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.